oh yeah. We can keep this right here, baby. When you're ready, oh yeah. No, I'm down, I'll go there, oh.
If you're down and you're ready to rock, I'm not gonna make you stop. Got time, we can start the clock. I'm not gonna make you stop. If you're down and you're ready to rock, I'm not gonna make you stop. Got time, we can start the clock. I'm not gonna make you stop.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. Not at my usual hour. This is a sub-slot that I picked up from WMFO's very own Baklava Baby. Shout out, Mariana. But, yeah, I am here instead of my normal time because I have burlesque practice later tonight, which I normally don't have, so otherwise this wouldn't be a problem. But, you know, I figured I wanted to get my weekly WMFO fix in. So, yeah, here I am, and I've got a great set for today. Let me tell you guys, the concept for this set is what I have termed as Frutiger Diva. And basically, what I am trying to do is, you know, what is a Frutiger Diva? I should define it. It is basically a female singer from, I would say, maybe like early 2000s, that sort of range to like 2009. But the Frutiger comes from, of course, the aesthetic Frutiger Arrow, I believe is how you say it, which was like the kind of like main design aesthetic of like the post Y2K era. And so I am playing a bunch of songs that I feel like kind of evoke that vibe of like glossy, skeuomorphic, humanist optimism. And to start us off, we have Tus Ojos by Belanova. All right, let's get our Frutiger Diva on.
Thank you. 24/7 open. No need for no lock, I know you came here to shop. I get it, it's okay. Can't wait till I get off tonight. Keep looking at the clock, tick tock. I'm going straight home to yours, that's right. I mean, I just want one bite. Can't say I got an early morning. Gotta make enough to live and I'm on it. 9 to 5, I'm at yours at 6. Wake you, sleep and repeat that 6.
Like this. Well, yes.
You're right. Well, yes, you did just get done listening to More by Jody Watley from her 2003 album Midnight Lounge. Something, there was a level 10 motherquake on that day that she was recording. I was listening to that album earlier today, and literally every song on it is so good. I'm like, oh my god, Jody. Oh, I should also mention Jody Watley was I learned this yesterday. Jody Watley is was in the band, I believe, Shalimar, the band that came out with A Night to Remember in the 80s. Fun fact. Before that, you're listening to Test It from the new Erica de Cassier album, Still, which came out on yesterday, actually. I really liked it. I think it's like a pretty solid like addition to her discography, and I feel like she's really like gotten her vibe down. Like, I feel like she's just, at this point, it's just polishing her already very fine-tuned craft. Speaking of fine-tuned craft, moving on with our Frutiger Diva theme for today, we are going to listen to Someone to Call My Lover by Janet Jackson, which is probably, for my money, one of the best songs I've ever heard. So let's take a listen on that cosign.
Fall in love, you gotta do it different, Jay. This time, maybe we'll lean
I see you? Can I check my numbers? Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do spending you the day that I want. The day that I want. Another day that
You just got done listening to Mosquito by Pink Panthers here on Doopy Time. In continuing with my Frutiger Diva theme, I decided to add, the early 2000s diva herself, Pink Panthers. I think she's really, I think about that music video she did with Central C, which was very like that kind of aesthetic that I'm going for with this hour of programming here.
So delicious.
Before that, you were listening to Could It Be I'm Falling in Love by S Connection featuring Annabelle. I've never heard of this band before, but this song was released in 1995, and I do think it has very strong, it was a nice song to hear. It's a nice song to hear after Someone to Call My Lover by Janet Jackson, is what I was trying to say.
Yay, 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 yay.
All right, it is time for my crypt mandated PSA. All right. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs! Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flus. I didn't mean to click that one.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
Sure, let's do that. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. And I believe we are moving on to the next song, which is a song called Repetition, released by Gael, is I believe how you pronounce it, in 2004. And it's such a good song. I'm gonna shut up now so we can listen to it. All right, see you in a bit.
How many times have I stayed away,
staring at you sleeping beside me?
How many times have you heard me say,
telling you what lives deep inside me?
I know other ways that I can convey,
particularities how you view
me. Cause I've never believed that the stars would align and send you here to love me.
I love you. c'est fini, mon amour. Scared
tell you.
Mm-hmm.
right. You just got done listening to Let Me Know by Toa Tay and Chara from his album Last Century Modern, released in 1999. I honestly, admittedly, don't know a lot about Toa Tay other than the fact that he was in D-Light. And I also don't know too much about Chara either. From what I understand, she was a pop singer from Japan in like the 80s or 90s. But I've listened to a couple of Chara's songs, actually. Her album Junior Suite is in my like to listen playlist that I've listened to a couple songs on it, but not the whole thing yet. It's to come. No, I was too busy listening to Gael's Transient last night. That song I played earlier, Repetition. I didn't talk about it enough on the last vocal break, so I'm going to talk about it more here. Like, the way in which when it goes double time for the last 2 minutes, I'm just so like, oh my god, music peaked here. Yeah, if you like that song, and just like the general vibe of the last hour, I would recommend you listen to that album. It's severely, severely underrated. And there's like this one song on it that like uses like microbeats in the same way that like Bjork did on Vespertine, but she's using it as like an actual, like she's using it on like an R&B ballad type song, and it's so good. Like she was Bjork's daughter on that one, let me tell you. Yeah, as for the other songs I played, this was a really long like block of music that I just got through. So let me talk about some of this stuff. Vanessa Dow's Love Child from her 2000 album Make You Love, which I was looking up stuff about her before coming on here, and apparently she was married to Peter Dow, who was, I think, on the Clinton administration to some degree. And apparently he used to produce music too for Vanessa back when they were married. So, you know, that's a fun fact. That we love fun. We love fun. We love fun facts. After that was Fact 2 by Poison Girlfriend. I mean, this set was supposed to be kind of like a early 2000s kind of like down-tempo R&B, like early internet age optimistic kind of like vibe I was going for, but I don't know. I feel like this song fit the vibe even though it came out like 10 years before any of like the stuff I just talked about happened, because it was released in 1992. Yeah. Then after that was I Need to Feel Your Love by Inoj. I don't know how you pronounce it. Inoj. Yeah, super unprofessional of me to not know how to pronounce that. But that album, Ready for the World, I've listened to a couple songs off of it. And I really like it. I really should listen to the full thing through. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, I have one more song, and I probably should sign off given as it's 5:55 and this backing music is only going to go on for so long. But, yeah, this is DJ River and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope everyone had a doopy time, because I know I did.
Oh, yes!
For our last song today, it is a song called Let Me Be With You by Roundtable. I don't know a lot about this song, but I chose this as my last song for, I don't know, it just sounds like, it sounds like the end of something, but in a very like bittersweet kind of like way. You'll know what I mean once the song starts playing, hopefully.
So delicious.
All right. Song's about to start. I'll transition now. All right. See you guys next week at my usual time, which is 11 p.m. Until next time. Bye.